Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It just takes some time, big little girl. In a little hop, the ride. Everything, everything will be just fine. Everything, everything will be alright, alright.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Formed by four high school friends 20 years ago, the band Jimmy Eat World first broke into the mainstream with its 2001 pop-punk hit, The Middle. Since that breakout, the band has continued to release hooky power pop that really resonates with listeners, especially now with 2.7 million Twitter followers hanging on their every move. Jimmy Eat World recently released their eighth full-length album. It's called Damage, and we'll hear more about that in a moment. But first, let's hear a song. Jimmy Eat World is performing live here in the Soundcheck studio, and this is the title track from the album Damage. That is the band Jimmy Eat World, live on Soundcheck with Damage, which is the title track from the band's latest album. Jim Adkins singing and playing guitar, Rick Birch on bass, Tom Linton on guitar, and Zach Lind behind our drum kit, Robin Vining playing keyboards. Jim, to you and the rest of the boys, thanks for being with us on the show.
Hey, thank you
today.
So much for having us.
So Damage, I mean, both as a song title and an album title, is a little ominous, but then, you know, the sound of the music is still kind of up-tempo, upbeat.
Right.
There are lots of, like, traditions around the world, Caribbean music, African music, where you have happy songs that have really kind of darker lyrics.
Yeah.
Are you trying to mine that same vein on this record?
Well, you know, I think it's just more interesting to me. You know, I think if you stack happy on top of happy, you sort of it's harder to really rally empathy for that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah. So this is you referred to this in another interview as an adult breakup record. Is that, you stand by that?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, why not?
All right. So how different is this from what you guys would have been doing not 20 years ago, but even 10 years ago?
Well, I think it's just, you know, you look to what's around you and the observations and experiences that are around you at any given time, you know, and you just kind of pull from that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, you know, it's a starting point. You know, it's not like I'm running around purposely, like, you know, starting relationships and breaking, you know, like to write about stuff.
Right.
Like the method writing, method acting,
yeah,
and writing.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So when it came time to, you know, put together a song list for the new album, for Damage, I mean, did you have this kind of idea in mind first, or was this something that just sort of, you know, halfway through the process you realized, oh, well, these songs kind of have some sort of link to each other?
I think early on, it sort of, that idea kind of started floating to the surface, you know. I think maybe it's like just subconsciously I was kind of working on that for a little bit, and then it became consciously.
Hmm. So once you realized consciously that you had this sort of theme building, what do you do then? I mean, it sounds weird to ask whether you do research for songs, but I know some people do. Did you, like, you know, start looking at other writers?
Well, you know, honestly, it's not unlike the process for any kind of writing that I've done. You know, like you. I mean, I describe it as like you have like your initial sort of idea, and that could be any kind of, you know, prompt. It could be even a vague sort of, you know, vague or specific. And then you start asking yourself questions about that, and that leads to, you know, answers, mm-hmm. which lead to more questions. And then, you know, you could end up really getting deep into your own psyche, or you could end up really in a place that's maybe your own thoughts and feelings and, but the situation doesn't exist.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you kind of project yourself into these answers, and you know, there's no rules.
Right.
There's no rules
right.
to any of this stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. So what was that initial spark that started this whole thing? Was it this song, the one we just heard?
You know, God, I can't remember which one. I don't think Damage was one of the early ones. I think it was kind of in the middle there.
Hmm. So at that point, you would sort of set down a certain path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching Adele clean up at the Grammys, and, you know, I thought to myself, she's an Adkins, I could do that.
Uh-huh. Now, it's funny to be talking about, like, breakup songs when you guys have basically been together since high school, and is it true you and Tom go back even further?
Zach and I, his mother was our preschool teacher. Yeah, next year will be our, next February, I think it marks our 20th anniversary as a band.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
So the old expression, write what you know. What do you know about breakups? This is, you know, in this business, for a band to stick together that long, it's
true. Yeah.
The album's called Damage. It's the latest from Jimmy Eat World. They're playing at Central Park Summer Stage tomorrow evening. I think there are thunderstorms rolling through in the forecast tomorrow.
But we're going to summon the power of the desert to thwart them.
Do you guys still live in or near, you know, the town in Arizona where you all?
Yeah, yeah, the greater Phoenix area.
Mm-hmm. And that must have changed remarkably in the 20 years since you guys formed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the place where we all grew up in a suburb of Phoenix called Mesa.
Right.
And back then, it was mostly like citrus, like orange, you know. And now it's just all crazy sprawl.
Uh huh. So it's not like artisanal pickles and cheesemakers and stuff like that. I mean,
no.
Okay.
The short answer is no.
You sound a little wistful, like, God, I could use a little artisanal pickles and cheese.
Well, you know, there's it's like anywhere, man. There's pockets where there's really amazing stuff, and people are doing really, really awesome things with culture and art and mm-hmm. food and, you know, entertainment. And
yeah, I mean, Phoenix seems to, you know, be having kind of a moment, it seems.
I'm rooting for it.
All right. Let's hear another song. I'm really partial to this one from the new record called Damage. The song is called No Never. It's a live performance in the Soundcheck studio from the band Jimmy Eat World. Song's called No Never, live performance here in the Soundcheck studio by the band Jimmy Eat World. You'll find that song on their latest album called Damage. Jimmy Eat World is headlining at Central Park Summer Stage tomorrow, Wednesday, August 7th. They're playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. This next song you won't find on the new record. This is from 2004's Futures. The song is called Work. Thank you. Song is Work from the band Jimmy Eat World, live on Soundcheck. That's from their 2004 record Futures. That's the record that has the first single was Pain. That's the one that Jim that has the video that begins with a little like brief clip of the middle. Your hit from 2001, right? The guy's waking up and the middle is playing on his alarm clock.
Oh yeah,
clock.
That's right. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, it's a clever gag, isn't it?
Yes, it's a very clever gag. How do the new songs fit in with? I mean, do you sense something different when you've been playing the new songs and then suddenly you switch back to something that's almost 10 years old?
It is a little bit interesting, you know. I mean, I think it takes a while for. I think any music you listen to, it takes a while for it to become, for you to get your own, develop your own associations with it, for it to become your special sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that are coming to see the shows are really, they're really into like everything, it seems like.
Uh-huh.
There's definitely pockets when you look out over the audience when you're singing the new songs that you definitely tell that people are trying to show that they know the lyrics first to the new songs, you know, which is rad. I mean, it's super cool. But it fits in nicely with everything else, I think.
Okay. Now, speaking of fitting in, you guys recently did a Taylor Swift song on Conan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it sort of fit in with the whole kind of breakup theme of the album Damage. How did you select We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together as a song to do on TV?
Well, we got asked to do a popular music cover version of something for a UK periodical called NME.
Right.
And, you know, we all thought it was going to be like this, kind of like this, like a session thing. Mm-hmm. What they wanted us to do was like sit on a couch and play acoustic guitar. And it, you know, the whole, we worked up this idea for the cover, and the whole gag of it is it's, you know, dramatically different.
Right.
You know, it's not like, I mean, some things you can reinterpret and strip down,
mm-hmm.
and other things you can reinterpret and, you know, beef up. And it just doesn't work sitting on a couch. So we had this cover of Never Ever Ever Getting Back Together done, ready to go, and nowhere really to play it. So, you know. So we've been playing it on tour. It's pretty awesome.
All right.
You get like a room full of people that wouldn't normally admit to knowing the song, like singing along by the end of it. It's pretty rad.
And it is a different version. You know, people will. I think the Conan audience seemed to be like, you were halfway through the chorus before they were like, oh, that's what this is.
Yeah. Yeah. The light turns on. It's funny watching people when we play that. Like, yeah. By the chorus, then they're all into it. It's funny.
All right. Speaking of singing other people's songs, all this week on Soundcheck, we're asking our listeners, our guests, for their best or worst, or maybe they're the same, karaoke experience.
I think one of the best karaoke experiences I've ever witnessed before was Tom doing Going Back to Cali.
Tom?
It was epic.
Oh, yeah. But Jim... Remember when you did Sweetness?
No, first.
Oh,
first,
there was a competition.
Oh, no, that's a better story. That's actually a better story.
All right, well, let's let Tom tell his story first, and then. Jenny.
Okay, sorry, Tom. I didn't mean to step on your story.
No, it's all right. Yeah, just going back to Cali.
Maybe it's one of those things you had to be there to understand.
You had to be there. Yeah.
We were recording Futures, and there was like in L.A., and there was a what was it called? Like, start with the S.
I don't remember. Yeah, it was just a karaoke.
It was in Burbank, and it was a karaoke like spot, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they take it seriously there. Like, dudes show up, and you know, there was when I walked in there, it was like kind of a day at the studio where nothing was really going all that great. And I walked in there, and there was doing karaoke, and there was a guy like in a suit doing My Way.
Okay.
There wasn't a whole lot of people in there, but I signed up to do one of Sweetness,
yeah,
like one of our songs.
Now, is that allowed? I mean, is that in the spirit of karaoke?
No, but
it was to do your own song.
What was funny though is that I didn't realize it was like a karaoke competition, and I lost to someone doing a Sophie B. Hawkins "Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover" and
serves you right.
Yeah, right.
Serves you right. So you, the professional, did they know who you were?
No.
Oh, okay. That would have been super embarrassing.
Yeah. No. Or maybe they did. I don't know. And they just thought it'd be funny. Yeah.
All right. Rick, you looked like you had something.
I wanted to bring up the competition that he lost doing his own song.
It was a really heartfelt rendition of Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover, I got to say.
All right.
I would have given it to her.
Do you do a lot of karaoke?
Occasionally.
Really?
Occasionally it seems like a good idea.
Because you just don't get enough singing done in the course of your
normal.
Yeah,
I know, right? Yeah.
And is it always Jimmy Eat World songs?
No. Okay. There's like a couple. Right. I go to I think at Summer 69 I like to do. Dance in the Dark is always a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I always pick these songs that have like 64 bar instrumental breaks, and then you're just standing. That's the worst. That's the worst kind of song to do, because then you're just up there and it says, "All right, 64 bar break. How you doing?
Don't you bring a beer up with you or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, you could leave, go to the bathroom, and come back, and then it, like re-enter."
All right. We've been speaking with the members of Jimmy Eat World, who are playing at Central Park Summer Stage tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 7th. They've been playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Jimmy Eat World's new album is called Damage. It's out now, and we've been hearing some of it played live here in the Soundcheck studio. Guys, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck. This time, I'm telling you, we